Wherever you go. You can sleep with the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
You thought it wasn't going to be possible, and we kind of thought so, too. But here we are. It's 7 years that we've been here, and welcome to the first show of year 8 on Pew Talk America. Hi, everybody. Welcome, those of you in the chat room. By the way, Aaron from L.A. has already said that we're all over the map, but I don't know what that really means.
No, he said I'm all over the map.
You. I thought he was just watching the pre-show video of us just being everywhere, and I thought that's what that meant. But you, Al Perkins...
Literally
everywhere. All over the map.
Seeing the map.
Oh, he smokes. My God. I don't know, Mom. Is there a problem with the video?
I mean...
If there is, you might have to reboot what you're doing. Who knows? The internet's crazy. It's a crazy day. It's a crazy world. Welcome to it.
What a world.
Uh-huh. Well, as usual, Marnie has sent us a text, which I don't think she even needs to bother with anymore.
Maybe she just sends the same text every week.
I think she's got one of those Siri like routines or scripts or whatever where you could train Siri to do things
for
you.
But we know she's going to be...
Every Tuesday at 6:55, just
right.
Say,
please send a text message.
Now we can break this down, though.
Well, how?
Because we know that it's a special show. It's an anniversary show.
Yeah.
So she's dreamed up something. To
she's
get and
cake.
Bring.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's
she's driven all
there's
over the
a
valley.
Last minute hustle yeah. to get something very thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Something like that.
Oh, no, I
know how she is.
I
you're
know
right.
I am.
That's how she is. Oh, well. She'll figure it out. It's Marnie. Man, I know you're listening, Marnie, because you always walk
she
in.
She does
and,
that. She walks in and says, fuck you
fuck
for talking
you,
about
la,
me.
La, 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 la. But it's
yeah,
all
here we are again.
It is frozen. It's just your picture. There's no video.
Well, that's
Uh-oh.
About. Well,
Uh-oh.
Who knows? We'll figure it out. But I'm guessing you got audio.
It says it's waiting. Did you start the stream?
I did start the stream. It says it's a good stream. Oh, wait.
YouTube says it is not.
Hang on.
Stand by.
Let's start the stream
Breaking
now.
Breaking news.
We'll start it now. We'll
oh, now it even tells me to watch.
Now stand by. now it should update and everybody should be able to see everything.
Oh, my gosh. Here it comes.
I didn't hear or I didn't do this properly. I got sidetracked. See, we're all over the map today. We are. I'm all over.
My
so
really
yeah, it was funny because I didn't get my notification to.
I didn't get mine.
Well,
either.
I usually get one on my phone on my while I'm driving here too.
We'll probably all get our notification shortly as we've gone live. So
connected.
Everybody
all of us.
Should be able to see.
Now they're on. They're watching.
Both people. There you are, oh, Mom. There you are. Thank you. Oh,
your volume's on.
We're talking. There's things happening. Al's watching.
It's working.
Yeah, all of these things are working.
My there you God. Are. Aaron is with us. You know who I'd really love to hear from?
Who?
Is Tyler from Tennessee.
We haven't heard from him in for a long
time. Like 4 years.
Couple too many. Couple
no shit, like 4 years.
Oh, I think longer. Couple too many jokes about the Deep South. And
you think that was it? Come on. He lives there. He knows.
He lived in like Pigeon Ridge or where
Pigeon
did he?
Ford.
Pigeon Ridge.
Pigeon Ford. Pigeon Hole. Pigeon.
Yes.
Pigeon Ranch.
Something with pigeons. I don't know. KFC.
It's where, he lived where, isn't it where Dollywood is? Didn't he live by Dollywood?
Yes, in the Smoky Mountains, somewhere.
Pigeon, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is a town from Big Business, and one of them is a real place.
Pigeon Forge is an actual place in Tennessee.
Yeah,
a city in Tennessee. It's a mountain town and vacation area in eastern Tennessee.
I feel like that's where he lives.
It is the home of Dollywood, country singer Dolly Parton's Appalachian-themed park, consisting of rides.
Consisting of rides. That's it.
Comma, an adjoining water park.
Okay, yeah, wait,
there's
more.
Costumes and memorabilia.
Who wrote that description of a theme park?
Just rides. I got tired of
rides.
Yeah. Come on. It's not exciting.
I got tired.
Tell me when I got your interest
Nobody
so I can stop reading this.
Right. Yeah. Are you bored of this yet? Are you
Which
bored
one of my
yet?
Words
are
is going to make
yet?
You show up? And then I'll stop.
Yeah. You had me at rides.
Great.
I feel like they should have something in the shape of boobs. You know what I mean? Like some roller coaster with two big bumps. Just
the Smoky Mountains?
Just an homage.
to the dolly.
And strangely enough, as long as we're on dolly. Well, yeah. I mean, that literally.
Wow.
She's a tiny person.
She
there was a clip today randomly on YouTube, and I don't know what. And it was like the next thing, so I just let it play. Oh, no. Somebody put it up for Jacob on Jacob's
Trierweiler.
Page. Trierweiler. About Dolly singing a song on the Johnny Carson show, and she was saying her mother must have been ill, and she said she was going to write something, she was going to sing something for her from the chair. Mm-hmm. Because her mom, a lot of her songs are about her mom, and her mom likes all the songs except for this one. So she thought it would make her mad that she was singing it on television.
Oh.
And it might she might get mad enough to feel better. I don't know if it worked.
Well,
I don't, but it was a really funny song about a traveling salesman or traveling.
I missed that one,
and it was totally adorable, and okay. Just once again just shows off how ungodly talented that woman was.
Always.
That she just plucked out this delightful comedy song. Not comedy song, but with a little twist to Johnny and Ed McMahon's absolute delight. Like, you could just see them both like, okay,
we're sing in. It, Dolly. Yeah. We're on board.
Just a talent.
She.
Oh, so let's pretend that this is entertainment, and I'll just say this, because I don't want to make entertainment go on for 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
That Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt thing. I got sucked mm-hmm. into some kind of Linda Ronstadt vortex that. This week.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Oh, my God. That audio, it's after the Gold Rush. It's an old Neil Young song, sung by the three of them, with Dolly on the lead, Linda doing harmony, and Emmylou Harris, just a voice from God. It is the most beautiful vocal I have ever heard. I openly wept 3 straight times through. Could not believe what I was hearing. So,
and it looked like it was on the old Letterman show.
It was on the Letterman show, and they were playing some instrument that is hundreds of years. It was a glass harp. Glass harp or glass harmonic, glass someone or other. But I guess Benjamin Franklin invented it or played it or
gosh, who knows?
Fuck somebody on it and get all straight. Oh my God, it was one
it's
of the
a
most
very informative segment.
My God,
so
it is.
I have to tell you, if you can find that on the YouTubes of them doing After the Gold Rush. I've just never heard anything that beautifully done.
Yeah.
But in my life. And to have the quality be all these years later on the YouTube sound that amazing. I forgot about that.
I don't recall ever hearing it, but I'm gonna
I sent you the video to watch.
No, I know. No, I'm saying I didn't know
I watched
before
the video.
That.
Yeah, and I just just got my $1.29 out of me. I just bought that shit.
Good for you.
So what
and
I'm
it's
doing
just as beautiful in the recorded version as it was live.
Oh, sure.
So I am going to, for those of you in the chat room, so you can save it for a later point
so
in
that
time.
That was all from Tyler from Tennessee. There we go. It's all the shit I know about Tennessee.
I'm going to.
Wow, we went a long way yeah. over a guy that stopped listening to us 5 years ago.
Well, yeah. it's an homage, really.
There's
well,
the
he
link.
Was gone before I got
I
here.
I just popped in the chat room. That's the video that I was talking about called After the Gold Rush Live on the Letterman show for those lovely three women. Come on, stop
lovely.
doing this. Da, 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 da,
yeah, it's just astonishing.
Yeah. Hokey smokes.
That's really nice.
Actually, that was probably from, 2011. That's the date that this post went up, so I'm going to guess that's probably, because that was the newer set.
No, the actual performance was from 99, I think.
Wow. Well, then this other lady didn't... Lighty? This other lady? She... What the... Where did that come from?
Lighting.
This lady didn't find it until 11, I guess, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that eventually you find stuff on YouTube. It takes people a while.
Sometimes. Well, and sometimes, believe it or not, people are digging through their old VHS.
Yeah.
You know, going, I forgot I recorded this. I should put this on YouTube.
Because first it took 7 years for the YouTubes to be invented, and then...
Right.
There's that. And a couple more years for Google to buy it. Yes, all that stuff.
So maybe if I get drunk enough during entertainment, I'll talk a little bit about the Linda Ronstadt.
There's the Ryer right there.
Ryer. I remember you. Do you have a name tag?
Familiar.
Yeah, I think I got her name right, too, didn't I?
Yes, mostly. For the first part of the show.
Startling.
I know.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's the first sight of Alzheimer's.
We're all optimistic.
It might be. You remember things.
It could be.
You remember short term.
Love that head.
There's a glass out there for some champers, if you'd like.
If you're lying. Wait, Aaron, I'm going to assume the link that you posted, the same link that I posted. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to click on it.
Just click on the things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's
same thing.
Cybersecurity.
You know the bad stuff for me?
No.
Same.
Do I have what?
The bad stuff for
me. Oh, no. We're all drinking.
That was better.
We're all drinking the debauchery.
Thank you, sir.
Where's that? My gosh.
This is usually reserved for the dead people section of the Academy Awards.
Very nice.
But for 2 years in a row, we really did not drink very much. I take that back. We didn't drink much champagne last year. We didn't drink much at all this year.
We've all gotten older.
So cheers. Congratulations. Cheers.
Like we did it.
Happy anniversary.
Good times.
Oh, yes.
Iffy people.
Yeah. My dear.
People.
Yeah, so what this means is this is our 321st show, if you'll recall.
Good God.
The way that the...
now we're at like 900,000 hours.
The way that the numbers go is that's we started with show 63. That was the number of the first show. So 321st show, though the number is 384. There have been 366 weeks since we started. So we've missed a total of 45 weeks of shows over 7 years, which is about 6 weeks a year, which makes complete sense. Because that's
have we?
Yeah, because we usually take a month off in summer, and then you know there's a Christmas or a New Year's or a Pride. So averaging out about 6 weeks a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like we never really miss any.
I feel like we miss a lot.
I think maybe we just crammed them into the end because I feel like the first couple.
Well, we
years,
have like
we
a balloon payment on podcasts.
Yeah.
What the hell does that even mean? How would you do that?
No, we're but I just
Wednesday,
I feel like
Thursday.
I feel like lately we've been real super happy to be like not today.
Yeah, not tonight, Berta.
Not tonight, Berta.
No, we are fine with that. But yeah, that's a lot of shows.
Graham is getting not in the mood.
Getting old and tired. Yeah. So that's called.
Well, I've always been tired. The right. Old part's new.
Well, sure.
Well, to some of us. So what is that's the three to wow.
We're figuring out how many.
Well, I was just thinking, if we did
10,000 hours it is?
Yeah, 321 shows, you multiply it by...
And the first four shows were only 2 hours.
I was told there'd be no math.
A few, yeah, right.
But then we had some run to like 6 hours.
We're at about 960 hours of time we've...
Christ Lord. I pity the fool.
Just, oh, my God.
Just think of what you could have done.
I figured for our
time.
Anniversary, we should have new ones.
Oh!
Oh, what are those? Guys? Are those unicorn?
They're little faggy Pop-Tarts. Yeah. So I figured, why not?
That's a hell of a marketing strategy.
That is the gayest box I have ever seen.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
Sparkalicious cherry.
Sparkalicious.
But I mean, for real.
That's what's left in my cherry, the sparkalicious part.
Limited edition.
I'm going to talk about your cherry right now,
because
that's
awkward. Really? Are you sure?
Hi, guys.
I kind of feel like the shine might
I don't
be
think
gone.
You've seen it in a while.
Has anybody?
Yeah.
I think the chrome might be just plumb wore off
just
of that.
Just get a hand mirror.
Lay it on the floor. Yeah.
Find a wall with a handrail. Because yeah. You're going to have to get back out.
And then I think it's like fifth position. Just to tie it back to last week. Those positions, they're numbered.
Yeah, sure they are.
Like first?
Yeah. Nero, good morning
start
to you.
First.
Oh, good morning,
my
Nero.
Gosh, I'm across the world. Now, earlier this week, I received a piece of mail, which Al will hold up and show you. There's the mail.
Ooh,
for those of the older generation, you might think it's an album. I don't think it is. But
no.
I told Al that I wasn't going to open it for fear of anthrax.
Oh. I've opened it.
Well, wait, open it that way.
No,
there's
but,
probably a knife on the wine opener.
There might be a knife, or I could get you some skizzers. But I decided that we would.
And it comes from further west Mesa.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we're going to open it now.
Do
so
we even know
we're
gonna people
be, what do you call it?
Herd, I don't know, but meow cow.
Herd immunity.
We're all going to get immune to the anthrax.
Anthrax right now.
That's good.
Okay. That'll work out well.
It's good to have squad goals, right?
Don't cut yourself. I don't need an emergency run.
You are.
That's
right.
You know, I tried that and it didn't go well.
Well,
who did you cut?
Having never been a cutter.
Oh
no, I was trying to cut away, but I wasn't getting the traction I needed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure.
Back to fifth position.
Oh no, it's a lawsuit.
Oh
my God, China is suing us.
You've been served
from the West.
My God, 8 years later.
I'm afraid. What is going on? Do you need glasses for this? Oh, what's this? Something else.
It's an album.
Uh-oh. No. It's a letter.
More to open?
It's a nesting.
It says, okay, James, please send to Al and only open during live show with full cast.
Oh, how did we know?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It says, H-A-M-U-C, Far Southeast St. Petersburg, Russian Federation.
Oh, no.
Seahorse Express, Worldwide Weight.
Is
wow.
It?
Who's James? Jim?
Remember?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's the one who sent us a message as to why he was listening. I don't know. Does it say get well soon?
9th of October, 2018.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Al. Every time my cell shouts that your operation was great and they want me to look inside of you. I'm sorry, bad English. Much late. Friend Alan, help me a card. I'm no good with pencil and ship. Costs more rubles. I like to listen to podcasts and you're a big fan. I feel I know you and friends... Like my everyday, you give me happiness all week. Sincerely, the best possible life on podcast. I will try to listen with cat friends in square. You say hi, I stay up late.
Your friends or meow?
Oh, not meow, like cat. Feline.
But there's a cat on the front of it.
Oh.
There's a cat drawn on the front.
I think he has some cat friends.
I'm still hungry in Moscow. Can you send $5,000 by Western Union? Now, the weird part is this about the time of my little cancer surgery?
Okay.
Oh, sure.
So the card was packaged, put together. And then,
is that like a legit listener that sent us something?
I don't know.
It has to be. I think it's the one.
But we did. Remember, we had someone from Russia.
We do have. We keep having a listener from Russia.
And hello,
we got an email from them, didn't we?
Yeah, I did.
And this, okay, knowing how much I love staged. Well, that fucking helicopter wasn't staged either. It was a real goddamn cat. The kitty in front of St. Petersburg.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
Wait a minute. Who had the cats that were hungry? Remember, didn't we have somebody who used to interact with us or something about their cats were always hungry?
I know we keep scaring the cats.
We scared the cats in Africa.
Right.
That was Hannibal.
Cats down in Africa.
That was Hannibal. Wasn't that Amina's
That's
cat?
Right. You're right. Absolutely.
Somebody take a good picture of that picture and send it to me. I'm going to put it on our thingy.
Homka?
Homka in the chat room. Is that our mystery guest?
Hello. This picture is everything.
It's an adorable picture.
We need to know how many rubles.
Yeah, to prove it's
that's
you.
That's right.
How many rubles did it cost?
if two trains left the Soviet Union.
Soviet, wow.
Big fan of,
at 3 p.m.
So it's addressed. This is strange.
Oh, he says, do you not remember me?
Right
this second, it's not bringing. Wait, no. Are you the one that emailed me about why you listen? Because I got an email right after. What was the date on that?
October something.
That July 2018.
Received March 13th, 2019.
Oh.
Okay.
It's Seahorse Express Worldwide Freight, originally from Russia. Oh, it was mailed 10/17 of 2018 to. Whoever.
Oh my God. All I can tell you is.
A friend
is
of Elena and James Veit.
Veitch, the one that I read all those things on. The things that say the spam guy. The emails where he answers the emails.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh my God.
That's my new favorite thing ever.
That's why I remember I'm still hungry. That's why I remember that.
That's exactly right.
That's crazy that I remember eating pizza of that.
How funny. Brilliant.
And it took this fucking long.
I only had brought that book tonight. James Veitch. Oh my God.
Oh my heavens.
This is my new favorite moment.
That is good times. Random mail.
Well played.
So we're going to put that up on I'm going to send the picture. The cat is killing me.
The cat is too much.
I'm going to change it to my
We must send rubles.
You must send rubles. Oh my, it's addressed to Big Fan of Show, 4 Memory Lane, apartment 246 Tempe, Arizona. 85282. That is too funny.
That is fantastic.
That is really fantastic. Because when it showed up, I'm like, why is he getting mail?
I love far southeast St. Petersburg, Russian Federation.
Which is just priceless.
That really is.
We need Meow Cal, please get on that. We need that on a map.
I feel like he's slacking.
I know.
That is so much fun.
That's fantastic. My favorite episode, Humka says. My favorite episode. God, that was so funny.
I couldn't figure out why it did that seem familiar to me. So here's the picture that they sent of the cat in a babushka.
Oh, Ryan Freeman. Hello, Ryan Freeman.
Ryan Freeman?
I saw Ryan's name in the YouTube chat on the way here, and I thought,
holy cow.
Well, hello, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. My gosh.
I think I fucked this up, but I'm going to send it to you. You're probably going to bitch at me for how I sent it to you.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
He'll probably bitch at you anyway. I would.
That's very true.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
That is so funny. This
now,
cat.
Wait, who was it sent to? Who is this in Tempe?
That's what I don't know. I don't know who it's James. That's why I'm trying to figure out the James connection.
Was that JV? James Veitch is who Elena and James Veitch.
Right.
They live in Mesa?
No. James Veitch is the author.
Yeah, it says JV.
It says JV.
For Reflection Way, further west, Mesa. This is all too funny.
I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And Humka, we are also happy he doesn't have cancer as well. He is a cancer, but that's totally different.
It's a different thing.
Very I don't different. Think that's going to translate very well. No, I think there's a maybe language not. Barrier that's going to happen.
He doesn't
there.
Have it. He is it.
What did you send me?
He's the ninth plague.
Oh, it was
plague.
A picture of the envelope, because I'm just charmed by that, with the Seahorse World Freight and all that stuff.
I haven't got that yet.
But it probably needs to be rotated.
And you took the cat
I couldn't pull out enough
well.
To get the picture the right way, so I think I sent it this
did
way.
Did he just say...
Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
It's all good.
Let it go.
It's my sparkalicious cherry.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Nothing to see.
And to all the rubles in the world,
L'chaim. So wait. Now, did you say, Marnie, you ran into Freeman where?
No. Didn't run
oh, you
into
saw him
you,
in the
right.
chat room.
I saw him in the chat room on the way here.
Got
I
it.
Had the YouTube thing going.
It is my job to monitor the YouTube.
Yes.
And I saw he said, so, what in gay hell allowed you three on air or something like that? And I
well,
laughed.
We've been here for 7 years.
He said he's just catching up.
I listen on Victrola with iPod adapter. Wi-Fi is no good here. Oh, that's what Humka's saying. So he listens on a stereo. Oh, I gotcha.
That is fantastic.
But
well,
now
that
we,
is a
okay,
new favorite
so we,
moment.
We need to add to, where are my notes?
Where are your notes?
Secretary.
Write this down.
Get your steno pad.
All right.
I'm not in charge of that.
No, not anymore.
I'm out of pages.
Get a new one.
Oh, and we have to have Ernie back.
Yeah,
I forgot.
That's true.
She needs to come back and clean up the mess. So we're going to write
sure
down.
I'm sure she'd be happy to.
It's a fair point.
Yeah.
If it involves a
Ryan Freeman male
spreadsheet
in Palm Springs.
Male.
His birthday's.
With that we knew.
His birthday's in March.
Okay.
And a happy belated.
Oh my God, how old is Ryan now?
We don't ask those kind of questions.
Well,
it leads to things like, well, how old are you, bitch?
Well, I mean, well, I'm fine with admitting it, but really? I mean, we've known Ryan forever.
And Humka from, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm doing something horrible to your name, just remember Marnie.
That's fair. That's right.
All right, then. There you have it.
Diversion
Please
therapy.
Please send all of your angry notes to whatever address that
you
was.
You know what I mean? If you can get them through China, they got a bulk section just coming out to us.
It's all my fault.
So, Kat, what'd you do this week?
Nothing.
No.
That's a lie. I'm sure it's a lie.
No, not that I know of. Just short, fat, and grumpy.
How's the shirt? Well, yeah, but how's the shirts?
Fine. Good. Made a bunch of them.
Cranking out shirts
cranking
right and left.
Cranking shirts out. Yeah, we've got an event at the bar this weekend that has me doing double duty. I have to work the bar event, and I'm selling T-shirts to raise the
God.
Money for the dogs and the cats. And
Humka, we need a birthday.
That's right. That's the doggies and drag.
Doggies and drag. Yeah.
Oh God, is it that time already?
Not to be confused with the Barbara Seville
Apparently,
show.
It's always that time. I think we're doing this shit quarterly now.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking know.
We got a lot of dogs.
Oh, but the doggies and drag raises money for
animal shelter.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But there's because isn't there the doggy brunch for AIDS Walk or some shit too?
Yeah,
is. But that's
of course you would know.
There's
that.
Just a lot of people bringing their goddamn animals to restaurants.
Dogs.
I mean that in a loving,
I
and
know
nurturing
you sure
way.
Do. I know, you sure
do. Sure do.
As long as they're not bringing those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, really that's fair. I'm better with animals in restaurants than children.
Absolutely.
That's
fair. Yep. Yeah. My gosh.
Nope. Me too. I don't take mine to restaurants anymore.
No, your dogs or your children?
Neither.
Either one?
No,
see?
None of the above. I don't take
Everybody
eat
at home. Mommy's going to eat. Eat your goddamn sparkalicious Pop-Tarts.
I throw some kibble on the floor for the children, and I go out
your sparkalicious Pop-Tarts. Hey, do we have to heat those? Or no?
Well, I don't know.
That's just optional.
Oh!
I think it is optional.
Depends on if you like them warmer.
Do not put them in the microwave. Toast your ovens, fine.
That's right. It. No.
Also remember to take it out of the package.
I feel like I haven't even had a sip of this, but...
But look how giddy you are.
Yeah, I came over happy.
Yeah.
Well, really? How happy were you?
I was confused.
Yeah.
Maybe that's more
than that.
I think you're Sudafed or whatever you've taken to try to...
No, still nothing.
Nothing.
The year of our Lord 2019, I have made it to April 23rd. Without the aid of any allergy medications.
At 1833.
That's track 12, yeah.
Oh my God.
That is 1933.
Oh no, What did I say? I thought I said 19.
You said 18.
I meant 19 because I know how to tell time.
It's all right, Marnie, Marina. I mean, it's been years.
It's been moons.
Well, you just had an anniversary last week as well.
Oh, yes, we drank champagne in your honor.
Well, and thank you for that. You just needed an excuse to have champagne.
You bought it, so I figured we should drink it in your honor. Yeah.
I like it.
No,
yeah.
Where'd you go? Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, after 8 years, here's what happens. You don't really
lesbian
do a whole
bed
lot.
Death. They've been asking questions for eight solid years.
I know. Well, and I'll just look at you and say,
I can draw
you
a flowchart.
Were there any sparkalicious cherries?
Shit happens.
No sparkalicious cherries.
We actually, people don't know how to parent. No offense. Don't take any of this personally.
Trust me, I don't. I'm having my own parenting show.
She's not people.
No. But I mean, it fucking irritates me. Mm-hmm. You have your children and then you forget that you had them.
Mm-hmm.
And
kinda
you don't
wish.
Care about their activities. You don't support them. You don't nothing. And watching what the kids that Aaron teaches go through, it just irritates the shit out of me. That people just, there was one of her students, it was senior night for softball.
Mm-hmm.
And
like seniors in high school or old
seniors
people?
Seniors in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a fair question.
No.
We were invited.
I wasn't playing.
So it's also known as Baby Dyke Night.
Well, except it's not. But remarkably
But wait 10 years.
It wasn't softball.
Remarkably
But wait 10 years.
It was sponsored by
Super. Go with that, but there wasn't
strange that the lesbians like the big balls better.
I mean, Listen, all right. Men don't have the corner on this ice cream market.
Fair point. So anyway, we actually went to
Dollywood now.
We had two events last week that we had to go to.
Busy
to
lesbians.
Basically parent.
Like cheer on kind
in.
Of thing?
Well, for a senior night.
Are you the free hug people now?
Kind of.
That's what you've become.
They,
I don't know if I approve.
They had.
People are strange.
Yeah. People are strange.
Yeah.
When you hug strangers.
For the senior night.
Yes.
And they had this when I was a mere chitlin as well. Your parents
used
can
to be
go
greens?
With whatever. Your parents.
I think
go
she
with,
means a baby dyke.
Yeah,
exactly.
Baby
I did. But your parents go with you to that specific night, and only the seniors play. And you get, like, at the end of it, there's, you know, they give out, like, flowers, and they recognize the seniors and what people have done, whatever, for in sports, that kind of thing. It, just a recognition. And this one gal asked Erin if she would stand in as her mom because her parents couldn't be bothered. It wasn't that they had to work. I misunderstood completely. I thought they had to work. I thought they had something that other kids, like that there was a valid fucking reason. No. Nope. They just didn't. They don't believe in what she does. So they didn't feel like being there. And I thought,
awful.
Lovely. Just fucking lovely. So anyway, we did that on Tuesday for the girls
That's
softball.
Very sweet of you to do.
Yeah.
You know.
We did. We took them, the gal that she walked with, that she stood in as mom. We found out on Saturday that, like, I love that boba tea. I don't know if you guys love the boba.
The brand name?
Yeah.
Love
like
the
and those
word.
Little.
Yeah.
Oh, I enjoy them very much.
It's like runny tapioca pudding.
Oh,
I'm
love
kind
it.
Kind of on the fence. I like tapioca
it.
Pudding, but I don't know if I
anyway,
need
so
anything.
Anyway, so this young gal just loved it. And so, like, we brought her that and, you know, just tried to make her feel special. Like,
right.
it was just kind of cool. So we did that on our anniversary. And then on Thursday, we went to the guys' baseball game because there was one of the guys that needed a stand-in parent. So we did that. And so it was basically like a kids' week. And it's getting toward the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of activities with the seniors and
right.
and that kind of thing.
And
so.
Again, this is just that the parents have decided that they don't own a calendar and they can't be bothered with
going
to the gym. But it's not a gay child issue.
No.
We're not
no.
going to an event because you're
no.
gay.
No.
It's a we just forgot we had you.
Yeah. Yeah, we just don't fucking care about the stuff
wow.
that's important to you.
Yeah, so this is
like,
all going to...
Friends is on tonight
so
or something.
This is
Repeats.
All going to...
I mean, if Friends was new, okay.
No, this is all going to work out real well until this happens. When the word gets out the happily married lesbian couple is subbing in and going to places with their kids, somebody's going to lose their fucking mind and be that you're trying to convert and influence people.
Yep.
And then it's all
softball already did that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right,
or,
you would think,
or
right.
the kids are going to see a Lizzie Borden documentary and be like, huh, axes.
Right. No, but I can see that. I can see that. But it really is.
Mom can't come to the games anymore.
That's right. Yeah. We asked. She couldn't say yes.
She just sits in that rocking chair in the attic.
She just rocked. But anyway, so that's what we did. And
well,
it
that's
was,
cool.
Yeah,
it was, very, it was very sweet of you.
It was enjoyable.
And yeah. that goes a long
and
way.
And we stood out in the rain, because Tuesday it was raining.
Oh, Jesus
pretty
Christ.
Well.
I wasn't, okay.
Did you have a cake?
I'd be the parent, like, a new episode of Friends and it's raining. No, we went.
It was a cute little date. Like, we had wands, we sat outside, and we ate and cheered on the kids. And just had it was actually quite fun. It was actually quite fun. So,
I'm sure you did enjoy it.
The day that my kid wants to do something in the rain, we're not going.
Okay, first of all, the day you have a kid. Let's just
that.
Calm down.
Oh, anyway, but it was fun. It was fun.
Don't you know.
Anyway, we enjoyed it. And then that was about it. So it was my mom's 25-year sobriety birthday.
And soon to be her birthday.
Cheers. You gotta drink.
Tell my mother. Yeah. Show everybody what irony means. Raise a glass
and
to the newest.
Your mom's birthday is May 1st,
sober.
Right?
Yeah,
May 1st.
That's right.
Vodka Day. I like that she's
vodka
born
day.
On Vodka
I know.
Day.
See, they're all kinds. She knew.
They call it May Day. Oh, there we go.
Who? Where? Who? What? Somebody, look at our birthday list.
No, Homka, for your mother's, for Russia. Russia Day.
Homka's. Oh, see? Look at that.
May Day. What do they call it? First of May is a Russian holiday. That's why I always call it Vodka Day.
Oompa, I don't know what it is.
that's
Homka.
Greece.
May 1st, what is the holiday? We could Google that, I'm sure.
I'm
going to
Google
it
right now.
Yeah. It's Labor Day.
So we celebrated
it's
that.
It's not Labor Day, May 1st.
It was good.
Spring and Labor Day is a public holiday in Russia. Most banks, public buildings, and educational institutions are closed on this day.
It's
if
good
May
to see
1st
you
falls
here,
on a weekend,
Aaron.
It's
really
Labor
good to
Day.
See you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it sounds different in Russian, but it's Labor Day,
so
International Workers' Day.
I think
day.
I'm understanding it. So I asked in the chat room, and I realize if some of you are watching this later or hearing this later or not watching, I asked Honka, how can you possibly understand this show? We talk so fast and we say a lot of stupid stuff that is, if you don't already, if English isn't your first language, right. which ours seemingly isn't most of the time, how could you possibly understand the show?
And
if I'm reading this correctly, he says that Nero,
with the Bolshevik Revolution,
Nero is helping to type, or Elena helps me understand, it types for him or something to that effect. I think that's how that worked out.
Elena, not Nero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Oh, because Elena tells. Wow. I can't imagine what transcribing this must be like.
It's a great mystery.
It's a great mystery. Well,
turns out most people in the world are smarter than Americans, though. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, but still, you're listening to this show. Come
well,
on.
I listen. Not everybody makes great choices.
That's pretty much walking proof of that.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy. So my week was just work, work, work. Obsess over Game of Thrones. Work, work, work. Cry about Game of Thrones. Work, come here.
Huh.
That seems good. Yeah, I didn't know I was supposed to add Game of Thrones into my week. I did that.
I have done the deep dive. Like, it's a psychological problem that has an ending in 4 weeks, and then I will recover, let's hope.
Well,
in four weeks, it's done?
Yeah, there's only four more episodes. There's six episodes this season.
Correct.
So four more
and
weeks.
And each one
weeks.
Longer than the next.
Yes, and I'm in the land
of...
It's
like a 90-minute episode next week.
Yeah, there's a problem this Sunday.
I'm glad when it's over.
I'll text you about it.
I'm tired of hearing about it. See, I'm exhausted now just thinking about
this.
Do we
have to create a diversion for you?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, God forbid if his cable should go out, he'll lose his mind.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I got all the things.
Every device.
Any Starbucks, Safeway, any place that has a signal, I will go and watch.
Yeah. Don't go to Honka's house. The Wi-Fi there is horrible, according to him.
It's geographically inconvenient, but I just upgraded
and
to the best Wi-Fi.
And whatever 6 p.m. Sunday is in the Russian Federation, I'll be there.
Track 12.
Front and center, right, exactly. Whatever, 1800.
What is 548? That's my new thing. I'm going to love that. Oh, my heavens. Well, for me, again, it's just been, you know, just the normal stuff. It's a trivia night here and there. It's a RuPaul here and there. But in my never-ending hunt for the next best documentary that I'm going to watch, I started watching, and I'd seen it a few times, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch it. It might be interesting. Wow, is it interesting, and I'm not done yet, because I probably got another 30, 45 minutes to go in it. It's a documentary on Netflix about Bill Nye, the science guy.
Oh.
And it, because I was older when he in the 90s came out and he became real popular with all the kids because he was the cool Bill Nye the Science Guy. And all the kids in high school or junior high, whatever, in the 90s grew up with him. They all knew. And I just thought he was a science guy that just came to be. I didn't realize he had ever had a show. Like, I never knew about that.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Yeah. But you're younger than me.
That's
by 20 years.
Sure. That's kind of you. Yeah.
I'll go with that.
There's no math in this show.
Literally 10.
Seems like 20, doesn't it?
It sure does. God,
that's true.
So, you guys talk that out. I'm busy planning a trip to
Russia. Yeah.
Yeah, but via Finland, pick up Nero. We take a train to St. Petersburg. We're going to have a good time.
Very busy.
But what I...
This shit's on my bucket list.
To see a cat and a...
No, that... Cat, yeah.
The Kremlin.
St. Petersburg.
Oh, got it. So in this documentary... because, and I love it because it's fact-based, it's all science, that's my big thing, like my cousin thing, like all that. He went to that god-awful, I forget the gentleman's name, remember we did the story about the guy that built the Ark in like Tennessee or Kentucky?
He was invited,
Bill Nye was invited by the guy that built it to come to a... To come to a debate and challenge creationism and evolution.
Oh, sure.
Oh my God, it's so scary. He and his crew walk through the Ark with all these things, and Bill Nye's like, I can't believe you're even showing people this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The guy's like, what do you mean? He goes, none of these creatures existed together, and you've got them like in a homestead. Like the dinosaurs were never with these people.
Yeah.
Because you're portraying all of this that it all, because again, this guy thinks the Earth is like 6,000 years old.
Right, and the Flintstones was a documentary.
Sure. Yeah, right. It was just.
I saw the movies. I know what happens when dinosaurs and people get together. Too.
Yeah,
it's not
good.
But
it just doesn't work out.
But I mean, Jeff Goldblum does very well.
But all of the people that they talk to believe in creationism are crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just nuts. And the more I watch, the more I'm like, this is why I hate people. I don't want to go deal with any of these people ever because they are among us. And it's still, I go back to how interesting it is when people are like, when they talk about the gays and, you know, the gays taking their children to parades or to events or to whatever. And some of those people say, it's just terrible that you take your children out and expose them to these things.
Those fuckers take little kids to abortion clinics.
No, but my point is,
they have them protesting.
The gays want to they think the gays are inducting the children into learning how this all works when they're doing the same thing, but they are providing them with completely inaccurate information.
Right, I mean about abortion,
fictitious.
See the little kids outside abortion clinics with signs, like
you don't know what they're doing,
right?
No,
but don't bring them there.
But no, they don't need to be there. But it was just interesting to watch these people try to explain to Bill Nye how this all works. And then he called out, there was a, I forget his name, Adam something. He was a meteorologist on CNN who was an anti-climate change meteorologist. Bill Nye called him out on CNN live on the air one day. They had Bill Nye on the air and talking to him about climate change and things. And he's like, you people have a meteorologist here that doesn't believe in any of this crap. And that got changed real quick.
Now.
Because it is completely legit. And the guy that believes...
The reason they say 99% of scientists is because there is that one that you're like, really? That's what you got out of this?
How could you dispute data? That just frustrates me.
You just got to hope he buys like beachfront property in Miami.
Yeah, and then watches it all just rise up into his thing. Yeah, what was his name? Do you find it?
I didn't.
I
got discouraged, so I closed the window.
No, I'll find it. But anyway... Nero says, I love asking creationists how Asians and black people became to be when there's no evolution and Adam and Eve were white. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's that. Also, what was the...
That's a good follow-up question, Nero. I like that.
Also, ask him about how the Ark, it all worked out when two male lions boarded the Ark. in all of the pictures.
Well, that's an artist error.
Still.
Yeah. That's just sexism run amok on the
bring that back to Jeff Goldblum, though, and you know what? Nature finds a way.
Nature finds a
way. But they're running with that. they're all still in that picture.
It all ended on the Big Bang Theory when Sheldon asked his mom, so what'd they feed the lions? You're done. Mm.
Something had to go.
Yeah.
Well, they took a lot. Were all the kids accounted for?
Yeah. What's the thing that was just on about the, wow, these unicorn steaks, roasted unicorn is delicious. Captain's log, day 33 on the Ark.
What was Easter? There have been, pretty funny memes.
The memes this week have just been, because what's your butt from Washington?
Narrows
Here's
it down.
A funny story. A state senator from Washington.
The nurse's thing?
Last Thursday or Friday or
something.
The
one that thinks you play cards?
Right. They're trying to get mandatory breaks in Washington. They have them in California. I can't remember if New York does. The union states mostly have them. We are not a union state here. But they try to make sure that we get like 30-minute breaks in a 12-hour shift, which is, thanks, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying that some of the, and it was very misunderstood, there was one part of it that was misunderstood, and that is she's saying that there's these little hospitals in rural areas that only have a couple patients occasionally. It's your, like, it's where you stop in on your way, it's like La Clinica.
Right.
Out in the country, and they only have a couple nurses, mm-hmm. or they might only have one nurse on staff. So to put them on break would mean they would have to hire a second one, which is just safe. It's just safety. You can't really have one nurse on any unit. That's just common sense. You need someone there to back her up in case something goes wrong, because it always does. So what she wasn't saying critical care nurses. She was saying critical areas, meaning places that are underserved, where you go somewhere, get a little bit of attention. If you need something bigger, they can call an ambulance and get you to the appropriate place. That was the only thing that was like misunderstood about what she said. And then she said, oh, they get plenty of breaks. They probably just play cards all day.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be true? In these little clinics, maybe they don't see a patient for a whole day and they have to like read the internet. I don't know, all these fucking lives. But to say that the nurses
are... Who plays cards anymore when there's all that internet out there?
I know, the internet solitaire. Like, at least up to date your shit. The memes this week have been fantastic.
Sure.
The internet has been just a treasure trove of lovely, lovely, funny, funny things. One nurse brought a deck of cards, and every time she showed up at a code or any kind of like an emergency event, she was like, cards first? And then she put them in her pocket, and we'd all get a good laugh. But, funny story, 4 years ago, when Washington was deciding gay marriage, she has a lesbian daughter, and she was an internet meme like 5 or 6 years ago, because she stood up and gave this impassioned speech pro-gay marriage and was one of only two Washington Republican legislators to vote for gay marriage and marriage equality. And her speech is beautiful. So she's been on both sides of the internet. She's been this like
praised
hero to the gays, praised. And then she's been our arch nemesis's nurses. So it was funny because the name sounded familiar. And I'm like, I feel like I've watched this bitch on YouTube before. So I just looked to see, and sure enough, she had it's her. So, I mean, when she speaks up, she gets attention. Like, right or wrong, the woman's got the internet.
The only meme that I recall seeing this week was it shows it's like a stock photo of some nurse somewhere from whenever. And it shows a nurse standing next to a guy's bed, and she's like, Harvey, want your IV? And she's like, go fish! I'm like, oh, wow.
I was going to hang this antibiotic, but there's a rough game of gin rummy going out. And then I was like, hey, can we get a poker game started? I'm not opposed to starting a card playing. So I thought that was funny. And when I travel, I love to go places like the Blue Mountains in Australia, the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls, where something has been in the process of doing what it's doing over millions of years. And I just love to like look around and find out like who's uncomfortable with the speech they're giving us.
Right.
Because they don't have like the creationist version of anything.
No.
I mean, I'm sure you could sign up and get the creationist version of the Grand Canyon of how that's, you know,
just
how
was that chiseled happened. Out a few
yeah,
years
exactly.
ago.
But, you know, Fuckers. Niagara Falls is moving like a couple inches every year and will eventually, not in our lifetime, just be somewhere else.
Right.
It will be in Buffalo. It's going to keep moving.
Sure.
And then Doug will be right that I'm from Buffalo.
Finally.
Yeah.
After all those years. He's on his way, by the way. I got a text. He's on it. Did we lock that door by chance?
I sure did.
We may have to unlock that door because Doug's going to want to come in.
I'm going to get
that. We can't. He can't do the show from out there.
Just shout through the window.
Doug, can you just shout through here, please? That'd be great.
Shout through. Crawl through, bitch.
No, I took put the screen on to keep all the helicopters out of here.
Too bad.
Just shout through the window. It's fine. It's loud enough, too.
Oh, my gosh. Did somebody say he couldn't? Oh, I got the cordless right here.
See?
Figure it out.
Just stick it up next to the screen.
Sure. It'll work out.
All done.
And now from like somewhere outside, Doug Wilkie.
And now
our correspondent.
Correspondent in the field.
That's right.
Douglas Murray.
Live from the power bag.
I'll go out there with the host. It's raining.
All right. What next?
And now a midget in a bikini.
I'm 5'8".
No.
This is not a bikini.
It's not a bikini.
It's just tight.
Trisha Takanawa. That was the name of the reporter.
It's just ill-fitting.
I should have rethought it.
On your shirt, your RBG shirt, I noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
On the basis of sex.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is.
I love the shirt.
Has anybody seen that On the Basis of Sex movie? It kind of, I missed it.
Mom, I think my mom watched it just the other day.
It's a great shirt.
Either she watched it or she told me she was watching it, going to watch it. I forget which one.
Yeah.
She told me.
I really was excited to go and see that. And then we have not been, been to a theater in a very long time. And I have so wanted to see that one on Christmas Day.
We have all those kids to take care of.
Well, now.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can write them off of my taxes.
Yes.
Does Trump say no? I fucker.
Who knows?
No one has to see your taxes, ever.
Ever.
You don't have to show anything.
I heard.
You do whatever you want.
Fine.
It's not true. May 6th.
I will.
The new day is May 6th.
What's May 6th?
The day that the IRS says that they're going to send Trump's tax returns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
May 6th.
They've missed their deadline. It was supposed to be today.
May 6th.
Well, it was March 29th first, wasn't it? I believe there was like the first one.
Yeah, I haven't been following it that closely.
So it's going to be 4 days after we get Barr to testify in front of Congress, right?
Yeah, that fucking squirrel.
Who knew that he was going to be the second? Wait, how does it work? Roseanne Barr is no longer the most hated person with the last name Barr in the country. It's now him.
No, and she came out as like gay or something. What the hell is that?
For Christ's sake.
That's going to be that's in our headlines coming up.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
All I have to say to that is we don't want her.
No.
Yeah, no.
I refuse.
As a spokesperson for all lesbians and Marnie, you can...
I'm chiming
that
in on this.
All lesbians. That's a cross to bear.
I second this motion.
Oh. Yeah. Smokey Robinson.
The LGBTQ.
I was on a whole other committee last
week. Roseanne Barr.
I forgot.
What?
I said I was on a whole other panel as the spokesperson for all lesbians. I totally forgot everything I did last week.
Oh, that's right. That your T show.
What's the T with Aaron Waddy? No, it was fun. Yeah.
Okay.
It happened.
He's fun.
Well,
sounds like
So I just want to say to Roseanne Barr, full up. Clubhouse full.
We're busy.
We're not accepting.
We're very busy.
See the sign? No vacancy.
No vacancy. Yep.
That's
no
right.
More gays. We hit our quota.
We're all done.
Out of toaster ovens.
We've accomplished our agenda.
Yeah. Ellen called. She said, fuck off.
We've accomplished our agenda.
That's right.
Oh, sure. All right. Ooh, what the hell is
Please
that?
Call again in 2020. Because 2019,
we're only accepting youths now.
Utes.
We're only accepting the Utes.
We only get the Utes.
Only the under 21 members are being admitted.
The Utes.
All right. So are we all? I hope we're all ready because we're going to go into this like we know what we're
doing.
Here we go. It's the teaser for hour two. This is show 384. If you're listening and playing along at home, and these are the headlines we're going to attempt to get through. Naked man in Florida.
Murder.
This one's for Humka.
That goddamn bunny.
Roseanne now with more crazy.
The ice cream machine is broken.
Can somebody help Michael already?
I hope there's two naked men in Florida.
Finally, Arizona does something good. A school runs out of paper, and if Arizona was a donut.
Oh. Roseanne Barber.
That donut would be delicious.
I'm sure it would be lovely.
Hot.
All right, kids, we'll be right back with all of these stories and whatever the hell else we want to talk about. It's our show!
Very impressed. Was not embarrassed at all. I thought I would be.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educate. Single pace. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of...
around the place.